Bank of Card, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Will you take my reservation code number?
Just one second. I'll bring the right screen to my computer and we'll be ready to take your reservation code. Okay, what is your reservation code, please?
Okay, 2311.
Okay.
4001.
4001, okay.
0026.
0026.
7786. The long number.
Yeah, 7786. Yes, it's 16-digit number. And just one moment, and it would be SoCup Enterprises.
Yep, SoCup Enterprises. And I'm Curtis Newhart. I'm one of the Curtis Newhart. I'm one of the co-owner with my wife. Yes.
Oh, okay, it's just you and your wife, the owners of this company, right?
Right.
Okay. And when did you become the owner of this company? What year? So, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
What did
you mean? So, what year did you become the owner of this business?
About almost 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been in my wife's name for over 34 years.
Oh, okay. So you inherited the business, or?
I got married to her.
Ah, you got married. Okay. But she is the owner for like 34 years, right?
Okay, yeah.
Your wife. Mm-hmm. And is 1518 Broadway Avenue, Yankton, South Dakota, is the address of the business?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Okay, and what is your business doing? What's your line of business?
We actually have three different businesses. We have a house cleaning business, auctioneer business.
Which one? I'm sorry, the second one is what?
Auctioneer.
Uh-huh, auction. Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is Crazy Daisy's Popcorn.
Wow, Crazy Daisy's Popcorn.
Right.
So it's like a store, or what is it? Crazy Daisy's Popcorn.
It's a store. We make popcorn, and we sell it, yeah.
I see. Are all these three businesses under the same corporation, or is it LLCs?
Right.
Or
yes, they are. They're under SoCup Enterprises.
They all sole proprietorships? All three different sole proprietorships? Okay. Do they have the common bank account, or each of them have their own bank account?
Yes, they're all one common bank account. That's correct.
Okay. And what is the phone number in your business? Your business phone number.
605.
Mm-hmm.
665.
Okay.
5.
What? I'm
565. Yeah,
five,
it's 60. Okay.
605-665.
Yes, and then it's 5266, the last four digits.
Great, great. That's your business number. And
right.
I have 605-760-6076. Is it your cell number?
This is my cell number, right.
Okay, Curtis, great. And what is your business's gross annual sales, like per year? What do you collect?
Pardon?
What is your business's gross annual sales? What the
annual
amount you collect?
Mm-hmm. Probably close to 150,000 per year.
From all three of them, right? From all three businesses.
Then it might, it'd probably be close to 200 with all three of them, yeah.
About 200, okay. And what do you need funds for right now?
We would like to have $50,000 so that we can get more supplies in for our business, for the popcorn business.
Oh, for the popcorn business, you would need $50,000. Okay.
Yep.
And that's just for supplies? It's not for any equipment for popcorn making?
That would probably include some equipment, possibly, and for advertising. So I guess you could say a number of things for it, yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because we have two different programs for business financing. We have equipment financing, where we pay to the vendor, whoever you want us to pay to, wherever you want to buy it, we'll pay to the vendor, and then you have monthly payments to the bank, and it's up to 5 years loan. And these loans are cheaper, so if you need any equipment for like $5,000 or more, we will be glad to finance it as equipment, as a secured loan. And you can get a working capital loan. We just need to see some of your financial documents. We would need to see your 6 most recent bank statements. Do you accept credit cards in your business?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so we would need to see 4 months of your merchant statements and 1 year business tax return.
So you need 1 year's worth of business tax?
Yeah, you know what? It's probably much easier if I will send you the email with all this information.
Okay,
so
do you have the email?
Yeah, do you have the email? Okay.
Yes, it's Soak Up Enterprises.
Just one second. Did you spell it right on our letter, Soak Up? It's S-O-U-K.
I told you wrong. It's soakupauctions@AOL.com. So do you want me to spell it for you?
Just Soak Up. How do you spell? I just want to make sure that we spell it right. I have it as S-O-U-K-U-P. Is that how you spell it? Okay.
Yes.
So Soak Up Auction, and then?
Auctions with an S. A-U-C.
Uh-huh.
It's Auctions is A-U-C-T-I-O-N-S AOL.com.
Okay, great. So do you have any loans on your business right now?
We have some.
What kind of loans do you have?
I think we have a loan with Cabbage.
With Cabbage? Okay,
yeah.
When did you get the loan with Cabbage?
I don't remember. That would be my wife.
Do you know how much? I see. Do you know how much this Cabbage loan was for?
I think $20,000, I think, is what it's for.
Do you know what's the balance on it right now?
No, I don't. My wife would know that.
Okay. So you will need to send us 6 full bank statements, and you can get them online, I'm sure, in your bank. Which bank do you have the account with? Do you know?
Six months bank statements.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else do you need?
And 1 year business tax return. Did you file 2015 tax return already?
I think we did. 1 year tax return. Okay.
Yeah, the latest. And I will send you in my email. I will attach the 1-page application which you need to fill out and sign and send all this back to me. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So
and then my
name...
wife my wife wanted to know how often you take out of our checking then for this loan.
Okay, we have three different programs. We have monthly, we have weekly, and daily payments. So it all depends on the qualifications of your business. It all depends where we can which program we can qualify for. We have more than 40 different programs.
I think she wanted it by month, if that is possible, monthly.
Okay. When we will get your documents, it will take 48 hours for us to process your request for a loan, and we will tell you exactly what kind of terms you would be qualified for. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So my name is Lena. Can you write it down just in case you will not get my email, which I will send you in the next 5 to 10 minutes? So I'm Lena, L-E-N-A. And
Lena, and do you have a...
extension.
Yeah, that's what I wanted, extension.
My extension is 33644.
Okay, 33644.
Right.
Okay, and you're Lena. Okay.
Okay, I will send you this email, and when do you think you can send all the documents back?
Well, we're very busy in the popcorn store today, so it might not be right away. It might be a couple hours or so, something like that.
Okay, no problem, just for me to know when to expect it. Okay, do you have any...
If we don't get it today, we'll get it first thing tomorrow morning. And what time zone are you located out of?
We are in California.
Okay, we're in the Midwest. So we're central. You are Pacific.
Yeah, and we are Pacific. Yeah, we have 2 hours different, probably.
It's 2 o'clock here.
Yeah, it's 12 here. 2 hours different.
12 here. Okay, 2 hours. Yep,
mm-hmm.
You're 12 and we're 2. Okay.
So, do you have any questions I can answer right now? Any more
I just wanted me to call you and get all the information, but you're going to send it to us by email so we can go through it.
Yeah, you can collect all the documents. Okay, thank you, Curtis.
Thank you. Bye. Yep, bye.